And welcome to On the Ground Ipsy on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, and with me, as always, is our embedded reporter, or Concentrate Media's embedded reporter in our community, Brianna Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what's the haps this week, Bri?
I wrote about the East Washtenaw Basketball League, which is hosted by the Ann Arbor YMCA.
So who did you bring with you today?
I brought Steve Petty. He works for the Ann Arbor YMCA. Sorry, I don't remember your official title. If you want to rattle that off, you can do that.
That's all right. I'm the Vice President of Healthy Living and Social Responsibility for the Ann Arbor Y.
That's it.
Okay. And you fit all that one business card?
Rarely, yeah.
All right. And then what was your path here, Steve? I obviously, just based on chatting with you for a bit, you didn't start in the U.S., but now you're here. So welcome. But how did you get to where you're at?
Well, I began my Y career back in 2001. I was a camp counselor, and I would come over from the UK and spend summers here for about 3 or 4 months before heading back to Manchester, England, where I was at college. And that turned into a career. They offered me the Y here in Ann Arbor, offered me a full-time position as a sports director in May of 2006. So we're coming up on about 12 years now. For the last 10, 12 years, I've been working largely with youth and physical activity programs in Washtenaw County, and in about 2007 we started to do some very light programming in Ypsilanti, after school programs, sports programs for youth in elementary school, and it's really grown up from there. So this is we're talking about East Washtenaw Basketball League today. So this is the realization of a lot of work that's gone in over the last 10 years, and seeing some of those kids that began as elementary school age students come through and work their way up to a middle school, high school program.
And it takes great partners to get where you're at, too. Tell us about some of the people that the Y has partnered with in our community to make this happen.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I don't think it just helps. I think it's crucial nowadays to be able to partner and have positive collaborative relationships with other providers or other organizations and agencies across the county. So we work closely with the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office. They're probably, in terms of the delivery of the program, the most significant partner, and they're specifically their street outreach team. So working with Derek Jackson, working with Marvin Gundy and the rest of the folks over there. And then YCS is obviously the partner in terms of providing the space for the program to take place in, as well as the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission, who've been
What's the overriding goal with the league? What is what was the philosophy behind getting these kids an additional opportunity?
Well, I think for many it's not an additional opportunity. I think unfortunately it's a bereft lack of other opportunities for middle school and high school age youth to have a positive and safe place to hang out. And really, when we started talking about this in late 2016, that was what it was. It was, how do we provide a sort of an equitable situation where youth in Ipsy or on the east side of Ann Arbor have a place to go and play and call their own, and it may not be a Y or a rec center just yet. It may never be that, and I hope that's not the case. But in the meantime, what are we doing to get out and get active and meet kids where they're at and make sure that there's a space that they can call their own? So that was the beginning of this, yeah.
And the folks from the sheriff's office being there too, this gives an opportunity for youth in Ypsilanti to have a positive experience with law enforcement. I know that unfortunately a vast majority of your interactions with law enforcement are going to be when something bad is happening, but this gives them a chance to really see these men and women as people and interact with them as mentors or even peers.
Absolutely, yeah, and that was a very intentional step too, to work with not just the sheriff's office but specifically the street outreach team. They have done a lot of work over the course of the last few years to really integrate themselves into the different communities and neighborhoods across Ypsilanti and Willow Run. And for us, making, at least that when we started to have this conversation, there's a lot of coverage in the media about negative interactions between youth and members of law enforcement. So that was another priority in offering this program, was that we want to bring kids together with members of law enforcement, parole officers, you name it, just to help create those relationships, that if we do get into a situation where something happens in a neighborhood or in a school setting, that there would be some familiarity with some of those faces originally.
And you say bringing kids together too. I know that we tend to separate in our community by neighborhood or by school or mm-hmm. by different dividing lines. How does the league overcome that? Are these teams formed across those lines, or is just the fact that they're getting teams from different neighborhoods together to play against each other in a safe environment, is that the goal? I mean, do you have those kinds of things in mind?
Yeah, as we talked about it with the group of volunteers that came together, we had volunteers that had been involved with Y programs for many years, had seen kind of the nature of what the Y does, which is really break down a lot of those barriers or perceived barriers and kind of redraws the neighborhood lines. So in a Y program, there's not, you know, which neighborhood you're from or which school you're from. We partner kids up on any team and put kids in positions where they're meeting students or peers from outside of their immediate kind of catchment area. And so that's probably the biggest focus with this league, is that it's not a league in the sense that you're going and you're playing on the same team every week for a 10-week season. Quite the opposite. In fact, you know, as we realize that, you know, there are always going to be barriers that prevent kids from coming out, and we didn't want teams to be punished for having a student miss one week. So the kids come every week, or as many weeks as they want to. We give them reversible jerseys so they can share, you know, can switch from team to team, from game to game. And then the kids are tracked. We track the kids' individual scores through the season and then put them onto teams for a tournament on the last week. So it's really
fun.
Yeah, having them meet lots of different kids.
So this is kind of like a warm-up to eventually there will be a competitive aspect down the road. But in the meantime, they're meeting kids they've never met before. They're interacting with people from different neighborhoods, different schools. You know, I don't think we tend to think about it all that much, but living, you know, in impoverished conditions, certainly it can be kind of isolating because you can't get out of your neighborhood. You don't have a car. There's not easy access to public transportation. There's not a ton of after-school programs. So for some of these kids, and correct me if I'm wrong, this might be the only chance that they get all year long to spend a significant amount of time with people that don't live within a three-block radius of them.
For sure. And I think we try not to assume anything. You know, there are plenty of kids that have the support of parents, and
sure,
parents bring them every week. And
just brings them all together.
You know, that's great. There are kids that for sure will never, you know, have the opportunity to travel to the Y. I'd love to think that the Y in Ann Arbor could be a resource and a true hub for youth across Washtenaw County, but the reality is that the transportation is a barrier. And so that was, you know, an intentional step as we looked at where we could house the program, to look at Willow Run, and specifically the middle school over on Spencer Lane, to be able to
kind of centrally located.
And in many respects, really pushing ourselves to be far, far on the east side of the county so that we could address an imbalance there.
Tell me about a little bit about the nitty-gritty of the program. How do kids get involved? Is there a cost associated with it? Those types of things.
Yeah. Well, we are grant-funded through the rest of 2018 and into early 2019. We have a relationship with the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission as well, and they've been supportive in supporting this program as well. So as far as the payment for kids go, we don't ask that they pay anything. We ask that they make a donation towards the cost of the program, and that's just a symbolic donation to show that they're invested and that they have a stake in what we're doing. So that's $5, and that covers the entire 10-week season that we offer this spring. They can sign up through the schools. There are drop-in boxes at any of the YCS locations, so they can pick up a registration form in the school office, drop it off in the drop box there, and then one of our Y staff will come and pick those up and get them registered. They can also call or visit the Ann Arbor YMCA website at annarboryMCA.org.
And that's easy to remember, and that's also if they want to find information about how they can support it by volunteering or even financially, all that information is there as well.
Yep, and certainly, you know, we are always looking to bring in new volunteers, not just for you know, to help support the delivery of the program, and I think when you think of volunteer opportunities, this might be one of the more attractive volunteer opportunities. We're looking for, you know, members of the community that just want to come down and play basketball.
Are you open to new ideas too? I know we have people in our community that are always chomping at the bit for more of what you're offering on this side of 23. Are you listening to the community and hearing the needs and trying to fill them based on that?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, again, that the desire to want to work with multiple organizations and agencies reflects that you know, we don't presume that we have all of the answers yet, but we're taking steps to put ourselves in a position where we can meet kids.
Well,
where
Steve, thanks so much for your time. We're looking forward to seeing pictures. That who was the picture was dug out again this week for you, taking pictures of the kids playing basketball?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Awesome. Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
You're smiling at me like you don't know it's your time. It's your time to shine,
time.
Diana. So remind us again, your concentratemedia.com.
Yep.
You can find it, of course, at WEMU.org. What are you working on for next week?
I'm writing a story about the Ypsilanti performing space.
Ooh, a new space for, you know, coming soon in about a year or so.
For special events and performances.
We will reveal the who, what, when, where, and why of that to you next week as part of On the Ground Ypsi on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.